And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And if ye be Christ's, then ye are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Genesis 18, verse 18, 17, verse 7, Galatians 3, verse 16, and 29, Matthew 1, verse 1. Mary holds the blood relationship of the lineage of King David through which Christ was delivered by her virgin birth. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Luke 1, verse 31 through 32. Micah the prophet of the Old Testament says the Messiah shall be born in Bethlehem. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Micah 5, verse 2, Matthew 2, verse 1. Christ's disciples were adorning the splendor of the Jewish temple about 32 AD. Jesus Christ the Messiah spoke the most amazing, precise prophecy to endure time, revealing the future event of the temple's destruction in 70 AD. This prophecy was perfectly given without a single flaw. And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, Christ speaking, As for these things which ye behold, the days will come, in which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Luke 21, verse 5 through 6.